Hearing God, a compilation. Hearing God? A daring idea, some would say, presumptuous and even dangerous. But what if we are made for it? What if the human system simply will not function properly without it? There are good reasons to think it will not. The fine texture as well as the grand movements of life show the need. Is it not, in fact, more presumptuous and dangerous to undertake human existence without hearing God? Dallas Willard. A secret weapon. There is a secret weapon that I have placed in the hands of every man, woman, and child who will accept it. This secret weapon is the ability to hear my voice, my instruction, guidance, and encouragement. This is one of your keenest spiritual weapons. It is your refuge. This secret weapon is more powerful than the atom bomb, more accurate and dependable than smart bombs and computer-guided missiles. It is constantly fully operational. No one can ever take it from you, and it can't be lost. It's as light as a feather to carry around, and it's invisible. No one can steal your technology and copy the making of this weapon. It's one of the most powerful, effective, reliable weapons ever used and known to man. It is unique, precious, invaluable. It is a weapon of spiritual warfare. It is a lifesaver. It is a comforter in time of need. Not only will I use this gift to lead you and your loved ones personally, to help you to know my will, to find your way in the darkness, to help you to avoid danger, but I will also use this gift as a witness. For I am even now working in the hearts of people and putting a desire within them to know about the unknown. They want to go where no man has gone before. They want to know what is impossible to know with the human mind. They want to see what is impossible to see with the human eye. Many people will be cold and indifferent to religion, but their quest for knowledge and their interest in the unseen spirit world, and even their tolerance for that which is strange and weird and inexplicable, will work for good, because it will make them hungry and open to this gift of prophecy. I will use this gift as a witness according to your faith. Jesus speaking in prophecy. Paul valued this gift so highly that he told the Corinthians, "Make love your aim and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." Then at the end of his discussion of spiritual gifts, he said again, "So, my brethren, earnestly desire to prophesy." If Paul was eager for the gift of prophecy to function at Corinth, troubled as the church was by immaturity, selfishness, divisions, and other problems, then should we not also actively seek this valuable gift? Wayne Grudem. The Key to Success. Hearing my voice is the key to success, the key to fruitfulness, the key to happiness. Through discerning my will by hearing my voice, you can know in which direction to walk, which decision to make, and which way to go in your unique situation that will bring about the desired results. This gift is available for you according to your faith. All you have to do is ask, and you will receive. Step out by faith, take the tiniest first step, and I will meet you. I will honor your faith, and you will receive. When you seek me desperately, and you desire to hear my words, to speak my words, and to have this gift, I give it to you. You have seen its effect in your lives and your work. You have seen how much easier life can be when you bring your questions before me and hear my words, receive my answers, and put them into practice. Men and women of faith who fight to bring the lost to salvation are like soldiers who carry out impossible missions, who snatch victory from the jaws of defeat through sheer determination, courage, and faith. They find themselves in situations where it would be impossible to know what to do without my specific, divine words of guidance. The weapons of their warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. Their power is greater than that of earthly armies and soldiers, because they wield my power and offer men the chance to live forever. You shall be victorious in this warfare, for I am the great overcomer. I am the victor, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you open your mouth wide, I will fill it with my words. Jesus speaking in prophecy. One of the greatest benefits of our salvation has to be that of hearing God speak to us personally. There can be no intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without it. The Lord constantly speaks to us and gives us His direction. It's never the Lord who is not speaking, but it is us who are not hearing. The first thing we need to do is fix our receivers. Believe that God is already speaking and start listening. However, that takes time, effort, and focus. Andrew Womack. A good investment. Come to me regularly, and I'll give you all that you need. If you hear from me, you can sail along guided by my Spirit and make solid progress. As you progress, you will be encouraged because nothing succeeds like success. So take the time to hear from me, because time hearing from me is like time spent sharpening the scythe. It's not wasted, it's invested, and it's a good investment with good returns. You'll strike it rich if you come to me and invest your time, strength, and energy in seeking me and hearing my voice. Hearing from me for your work, for your priorities, and regarding any questions you have will make your work and the challenges you face easier, and things will go more quickly. Plus, you'll have a wonderful peace of mind in knowing that you are in my will. Even in just 5 or 10 minutes that you pause to hear from me, you can get the answers you need and be refreshed. Instead of thinking that hearing from me in prophecy takes time, you can remind yourself that hearing from me in prophecy saves time. You're making real progress as you hear from me, and the more you practice, the easier it will be to hear my words of encouragement and instruction for you. You will find that it renews your spirit, strengthens your resolve, and clarifies your vision. It helps you to know what your priorities are, and then you don't have to worry or wonder if you are doing the right thing. You'll know that you are doing the right thing because you've asked and you've received by faith. So take time to hear from me to get the general counsel and the specific answers I have. Jesus speaking in prophecy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.